The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music where we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the crowd? Music makes you all go around. You can stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the cold of snow, tell the trees of grow, tell the wind don't blow, 'cause it's easy and shoes. There's music in the way that the kids you can't resist. Moving through the trees, passing with a beast. The sun is getting louder, sound is getting louder. Music when we play, when we need to pray. There's music in the sounds of the wind. You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the heat from playing, try not to feel the pain.
Good evening. It's Sunday night. It's 9:03. I am Peace One, and I am here for Can't Stop the Music. After a snow out last week, big shout out to DJ Carlito for being able to do two more hours of music without even being prepared. I got about halfway here and couldn't see the road and had to turn around and go back, but that is all behind us. I don't know. Have we told you you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio? Peace One here, and it is another Sunday night, so it is Can't Stop the Music. We've got a lot of interesting material here getting into March. I was listening to some Will Rogers this week, and one of the things he was talking about, this is all Roosevelt-era rantings, and about how we roll into daylight savings time, and at a time when all good Americans are being asked to spend to stimulate the economy, we're being asked to save on daylight. And, you know, what's that about? Aren't we going in the wrong direction? Well, we're going to, since March comes in like a lion, and we'll go out like a lamb, although right now it is kind of hanging around like a beach party, I'm going to start out with some In Like a Lion, Out Like a Lamb material. And we've got some stuff for Dr. Seuss's birthday that was this week, and some stuff out of the grab bag, and some advice, some chicken music. We're covering all our favorite bases here this week. So we'll get that playlist up, and you can give me a call in the studio at
804-649-9737. We move up.
A king out of a slave. Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again.
Yes, 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 it's time. We all come together. Ha-ha. Barack Obama.
Yes, we can be.
Barack Obama. Man, he's coming with a message for the people saying, yes, we can, sure. Si se puede, today is a new day. So come on and throw your hands up, every woman, every man. Barack Obama.
Yes, we can, yeah.
Barack Obama.
Of a new vow, a million stops in a new route. The acting out of the possible feels better than the few doubts. Political change, critical claim, all in attempt to rebalance the reign of a power to the people, so that we may develop the sequel. For living in love for the peace, for pushing the envelope, honoring all of the work, paying attention to reason, dipping our feet in deeper than moderate work, teaching minds of a new height, seeking finds of a new life. This is the meaning of outreach. When it's out of reach, we still
fight. Obama.
Yes, we can.
Barack Obama,
we all together.
Barack Obama, yeah, yeah, yeah. Barack Obama, Alexandra.
I like to pay respect and love to he who let us know that we can be whatever we dream. Take my hand, let's take this stand. They say no, you can. You tell them yes, we can. 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 Yes, we can.
Obama.
Making history.
Barack Obama.
Michael Francis Spearhead, the soliloquist of sound. Shireen Anderson and Anthony B on the track. Barack Obama to the world.
WRIR, Can't Stop the Music.
Now, this is President's Day. We generally recognize anything by a week. We have them by week. We have apple week and potato week and don't murder your wife week and smile week with everybody going around grinning like a possum and for no reason at all. And we have don't get hurt by an automobile week. So somebody hit the bright idea, and they said, Winchell says, well, here, if prunes are worth a week, the president ought to be worth something anyhow. So they figured out they couldn't give him a week, but they could, they compromised on a day. Well, the reason we give him a day was he cut down on everybody. And they says, well, he's been cutting down, so we'll just give him a day instead of a week. So that's how we're very generous that way. We're wonderful with our presidents. When the sun is shining, we cheer them. And let it start raining. And if they don't furnish us, you know, some umbrella and some goulashes, it's furnished by the government. Well, boy, we give them the boots right then. The man I'm going to try to pay a little respect here tonight, too, on account of being President's Day. We have no precedent in the accomplishments which this man has performed in the last, 7 weeks is all he's been in there. That bird has done more for us in 7 weeks than we've done for ourselves in 7 years. We elected him because he was a Democrat. Now we honor him because he's a magician. He's a Houdini of Hyde Park. And maybe this Houdini of Hyde Park can't do everything. He may not get our hands out of all the handcuffs which we have foolishly stuck our mitts out and got them into ourselves. But even if he can just get one hand loose, you know what I mean, and leave the handcuff hanging on the other, he will have accomplished a great deal. He's a fast worker. He was nominated. I was there when he was nominated. I ought to know about that. But he was inaugurated at noon in Washington. And it started the inaugural parade down Pennsylvania Avenue, and before it got halfway down there, he closed every bank in the United States. Now a Republican would have never thought of a thing like that. No. He'd have let the depositors close it. And mind you, Mr. Roosevelt was just 2 days ahead of the depositors himself. He was there, but that shows you how fast he works. You know, he's ahead of you all the time that way. And he went, marched on down or drove on down to the White House, and then he says, I believe I'll call up the boys. So he called up McDonald and this fellow that come from France, says, we can't pronounce his name. He says, come on over here. I want to talk it over with you birds. And so they've been over here. They went back smiling, but they had nothing signed. Then he took the Democrats out of the unemployment ranks. And he's made postmasters out of all of them. And he's made Christians out of the Republicans. And all but Ogden Mills. My friend Ogden Mills, who made an awfully good speech last night at the Gridiron Dinner in Washington. Ogden is still, he's running around, kind of yapping around. But he's really subsidized by the Democratic Party to kind of put up the appearance of a organized minority. That's what... We have you'd be surprised at the hordes of Republicans who are crawling up to this shrine in Washington to pay their respects to this modern Messiah, this maverick of the that once disgraced the Roosevelt clan, you know, by doing like Gandhi of Europe and joining the untouchables, the Democrats. You know, only Gandhi was better off because Gandhi was fairly well-robed. But when Roosevelt went into the Democratic Party, it didn't even have a loincloth at all. Well, when he first went in there, it looked like he wasn't going to draw any dividends. Did you notice the first part of Roosevelt's career up to a late year was spent in doing nothing but nominating Al Smith for president? He'd always nominate Al. Be it a breakfast or a lunch or a clam bake or a horse race or even a Democratic party where Roosevelt would nominate Al. You could wake him up in the middle of the night, I'll bet, and say, hey, wake up, and then right away, before he'd ask what you wanted, he'd nominate Al, you know? And he made some fine speeches nominating Al because he was nominating a very fine man. But of course, the country wasn't ready for democracy because it wasn't broke yet.
leave your worries, leave them on the doorstep. Life's sweet. Just direct your feet to the sun, sunny side of the street. Hop on that pillar path. You know that happy tune is my step, life's story. If you dig that beat on the sun, sunny side of the street. Used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. What a drag, old man, getting stuck in the shade. Get hip, don't be afraid. Move it on over, kill yourself in the clover. Only hit for a cent, who cares? Rich as Rockefeller, can't be beat. Gold that's round my feet on the sunny, sunny side of the street.
And bid thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead. Gave thee clothing of delight, soft as clothing, woolly bright. Gave thee such a tender voice, making all the bells rejoice. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Little lamb, I'll tell thee. Little lamb, I'll tell thee. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. He is meek and he is mild. He became a little child. I am thou, thou a lamb. We are called by his name. Little lamb, God bless thee. Little lamb, God bless thee.
Now that's a song that sounds more like the way it was today out there in that beautiful day. The Pogues, everybody knows that, on the sunny side of the street. Started out with from a really great compilation, Golden Afrique. I think that's what it is. Solomon Linda's original evening song. Solomon Linda's original Evening Birds with Mabubi, which eventually evolved into The Lion Sleeps Tonight. We had Bert Lehr from The Wizard of Oz with The Lion on Courage. Michael Franti with his new downloadable at no cost Obama song there at his website. And in the middle there, we had Will Rogers from his discussions on President's Day. And I don't know, there's something about him that kind of reminds me, he's like the other side of the coin of William Burroughs, you know, William Burroughs on Laughing Gas. And the other thing, you know, there's so many phrases in there, you know, describing Roosevelt early in his administration, and the Houdini of Hyde Park. Well, you know, that's Hyde Park, New York. And of course, everyone knows that our new president came from Hyde Park in Chicago. Oh, before him, though, we did have Ario Pompetti with Yes, I Can Cannabis. Okay, so after Will Rogers, and I am so in love with this CD of rantings that I know you will be hearing it again. We had Tommy Dorsey and the Sentimentalists with the original On the Sunny Side of the Street, and Allen Ginsberg from those masterful recordings, Blake's The Lamb, because March is going to go out like a lamb. It is 9:30. I am P. Swan. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music at the fabulous, beautiful, and wonderful WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And I am always happy to be here. And I am glad that it was not arduous to try to come tonight. So last week was Dr. Seuss's birthday. And one of the things that I had on my agenda is to do a little birthday tribute for Dr. Seuss. On this show, we don't do a lot of tributes, but Dr. Seuss is really near and dear to my heart. His characters are the consummate tricksters. They embody both civility, but also imagination and testing limits. The famous Cat in the Hat was really produced as a challenge from his publisher. In 1954, Life magazine published a report on illiteracy among school children, and they concluded that children were not learning to read because their books were boring. And Dr. Seuss's publisher gave him a list of 348 words that he felt were important and asked Dr. Seuss to cut the list to 250. And the Cat in the Hat got written with 236 of those words. And so I've got a quick little excerpt from that. And then, you know, a couple of other things that I've got up to kind of walk you through all your memories of Dr. Seuss. And we've got some parodies. We've got some free interpretation. We've got some original audio from cartoons that ran on TV. We've got a Boris Karloff number. He was really an outspoken critic of fascism and making rules that were threatening. But at the same time, he was also very outspoken against America's attempts to control communism, and that that mission could also harm us for a lot of different reasons. And one of the things I'm going to play is the story of the Zach, and that has another interesting attribute, which was during the war in Bosnia, the Zach was translated into Serbo-Croatian and distributed, because it is a story about a standoff that benefits no one and just leads to the destruction of the standoffers. But all that sounds much more serious than the actual material. So let's enjoy Dr. Seuss, and a happy birthday.
I am indeed a cat, and this, indeed, is a hat.
In English, cat, hat. In French, chat, chapeau.
It really is quite obvious, don't you know?
In English, cat, hat. In French, chat, chapeau.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq.
Here we go.
A I repeat, cat, hat, in French, chat, chapeau, in Spanish, el gato in a sombrero.
He's a cat in a hat, he's a chat in a chapeau, he also is a gato in a sombrero. Olé, 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 oh!
Where were we? Oh, yes. Tat, hat, in French, chat chapeau, in Spanish, el gato in a sombrero. And I'll tell you something more, now you listen to me good. In German, I'm a Katzer und das ist meine Hut. Ist das nicht ein Katzerhut?
Ja, das ist ein Katzerhut. Katzerhut, Katzerhut, ja, das ist ein Katzerhut.
Now, if you're in a receptive state of mind, I'll recapitulate. Cat, hat, in French, chat, chapeau. In Spanish, el gato in a sombrero. In German, I'm a katze in a hoot. And don't you know, I'm a guanca in a bunker quunk. In Eskimo...
You're a guanca in a bunker quunk in Eskimo?
Right!
He's a guanca in a bunker quunk in Eskimo. Is das nicht ein bunker quunk? Ja, das ist ein bunker quunk. Guanca, bunker, guanca, bunker, yes, and needy, that is so. He's a guanca in a bunker quunk in Eskimo.
Now, to be certain that I have this straight, I'll recapitulate.
Cat. Hat. In French, chat chapeau.
Good.
In Spanish, you're a gato in a sombrero.
Mm.
In German, you're a katze in an hut, I also know.
Perfect.
You're a gunka in a bunker funk in Eskimo.
By George, I think he's got it.
Now, if you will allow me, sir, but please don't think I'm pushing. I think that I can tell you what you are in Russian.
What?
Shabka, schlappa. You're a shabka in a schlappa.
Hey! I am. Why, that's splendid.
I'm a shab ka in a schlappa. I'm a shab ka in a schlappa. I'm a shabka 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 in a schlappa.
That's enough of that. I'm a cat in a hat.
He's a cat of many countries, he's a cat of many hats.
He's a Gusby in a Busby, he's a Snurker in a Snatch.
And in Scotland, up in Scotland, in bloody Scotland. In bloody Scotland, I'm a in a. In bloody Scotland, he's a in a. In Switzerland,
I'm a yodel, yodel, yodel,
in a yodel, a
yodel.
He's a yodel, 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 in a yodel, a.
He's a
yodel, 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 in a yodel, a.
Why, you're a cat in a kinfert.
And in Holland.
You're a, let me see. Oh, you're a cat in a hole.
Glory be.
He's a cat of many countries, he's a cat of many hats, many, many foreign countries, and an awful lot of hats.
In Boogoo Boogoo, he's his darling, he's his Boo-Boo and his Wally.
He's a Foxtrot in a vest, he's a Foxtrot in a vest.
Out in Farafota Fota, I'm a perk in a pagoda, I'm a futz in a fedora, how are things in Glacamora?
What a cat!
What a cat!
It's time for Who Said That on this episode of the Rainbow Minute. By its very nature, coming out of the closet to family, friends, and coworkers can be one of the most difficult things to do in one's life. But, as generations of gay people have asserted, it can also be one of the most liberating. This decision is certainly a personal one, and based on many considerations. But a particular famous American author has offered advice applicable to any situation in life. In his quirky way, he is quoted as saying, quote, "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind." Who said that? It was Dr. Seuss, of course, otherwise known as Theodore Geisel, best known for his collection of children's books. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Dustin Richardson.
All right, there's goes the music. Okay, here we go. Yeah. All right. Okay, here we go. That Sam I am, that Sam I am. I do not like that Sam I am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Huh. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. I guess I better laugh or something like they always do. Ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse? I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. And Kenny Chaos is breakdancing here. Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them with a fox? Not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. Ha. Would you, could you, in a car, eat them, here they are. I would not, could not, in a car, ha, 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 hearty, har, har. You may like them, you will see, you may like them in a tree. I would not, could not, in a tree, not in a car, now you let me be, ha. Now listen to this, I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. A train, a train, a train, a train, a train. A train, could you, would you, on a train? Not on a train, not in a tree, not in a car, Sam, let me be. Ha. I would not, could not, in a box. I would not, with a fox. I would not eat them with a mouse. I would not eat them in a house. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. I do not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Say, in the dark, here, in the dark, would you, could you, in the dark? I would not, could not, in the dark, would you, could you, in the rain? I would not, could not, in the rain, not in the dark, not on a train, not in a car, not in a tree. I do not like them, Sam, you see, not in a house, not in a box, not with a mouse, not with a fox. I will not eat them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. You don't like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam, I am. No. Huh. Could you, would you, with a goat? I would not, could not, with a goat. Would you, on a boat? I would not, could not, on a boat. I will not, with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain. I will not eat them on a train. Not in the dark, not in a tree, not in a car, you let me be. I will not eat them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I would not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. You do not like them, so you say. try them, and you may. Try them, and you may, I say. Sam. Sam. Sam, if you will let me be, I will try them, you will see. So he's gonna try them. Here it goes. Okay, here's the finale. Say, I like green eggs and ham. I do, I like them, Sam, I am. I would eat them in a boat, and I would eat them with a goat. And I will eat them in the rain, and in the dark, and on a train, and in a car, and in a tree. They are so good, you see. So I will eat them in a box, and I will eat them with a fox. And I will eat them in a house, and I will eat them with a mouse. And I will eat them here and there. Say, huh, I'll eat them anyway. I do so like green eggs and ham. Well, I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you, Sam, I am.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Last mountain, the very last mountain, beyond the last Zinnica Zanica tree, beyond the last woomph bush, the very last woomph bush, there is a vacuous vacant prairie, the prairie of Prax and the tale of the Zacks.
One day, making tracks in the prairie of Prax, came a north-going Zacks, a north-going Zacks, and a south-going Zacks. A north-going Zacks and a south-going Zacks. And it happened that both of them came to a place where they bumped. There they stood, foot to foot, face to face.
"Look here now," the north-going Zack said. "Hey, say, you are blocking my path. You are right in my way. I'm a north-going Zack, and I always go north. Get out of my way now and let me go forth."
"Who's in whose way?"
snapped the south-going Zack.
"I always go south, making south-going tracks. So you're in my way, and I ask you to move and let me go south in my south-going groove."
Then the north-going Zack said with north-going pride,
"I never have taken a step to one side, and I'll prove to you that I won't change my ways if I have to keep standing here 59 days.
And I'll prove to you," yelled the south-going Zack, "that I can stand here in the prairie of Prax for 59 years. For I live by a rule that I learned as a boy back in south-going school. Never budge, that's my rule. Never budge in the least, not an inch to the west, not an inch to the east. I'll stay here not budging. I can and I will if it makes you and me and the whole world stand still."
Well, of course, the world didn't stand still. The world grew. In a couple of years, the new highway came through, and they built it right over those two stubborn Zacks and left them there, standing unbudged in their tracks.
Think how much
water can 55 elephants drink. You can wonder how long is the tail of a zone. There are so many things that a thinker can think. Would you dare yank a tooth of the rink rink a fink? And what would you do if you made a jaboo? What a thinks you can think? Think of Peter, the postman, crosses the ice once every day and on Saturdays twice. Think you can think anything that you miss. Think a race on a horse, hold a ball with a fist. Think of light, think of bright, think of stairs in the night. Think of a ship, think up a long trip. Go visit the Vipper of Vip. Think about Beft. Why is it that Beft always go to the left? And why is it that so many things go to the right? You can think about that until Saturday night. Think left and think right. Think low and think high. All the things you can think up, if only you try.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed that, our working our way through our birthday tribute to Dr. Seuss. That was the much admired Bob Dylan parody. And, I need to add to the post. I'm going to find a picture if I can. There was a spoof picture that went with that up on a website of allegedly Bob Dylan wearing a Cat in the Hat. And that was brought to you by the same people who brought you allegedly the software that's called More Cowbell. But that is a quote Bob Dylan reading, performing The Things You Can Think. We started out with the audio from the Dr. Seuss cartoon, the Cat in the Hat song. A guy who calls himself Flashmaster Frank, marvelously working his way through Green Eggs and Ham rap over the Sugar Hill track, which just pleases me every time I hear that. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And while the Grinch, that cartoon was narrated by Boris Karloff, and who I think he won a Grammy for that afterwards. He did not sing that song, and that was Thurl Ravenscroft. And the Zach story, which, as I said, was what was translated into Serbo-Croatian, and it is quite a story for our time. It is 9:57. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Richmond, Virginia.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the Lost Cat Magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a Lost Cat Magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org.
brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
WRAR wants to thank founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. I am Peace One, as I have already told you, and I think we've had enough content for a few minutes. And I am just going to reach into the grab bag. And this is a new CD we got here at the station, and it is, I believe, a reconstruction of a very popular band from the 60s, and I will get corrected, I'm sure. It is Los Fabuloso Cadillacs, and I think you'll know what they're doing. Ow! Ow!
Tengo la llave del amor. Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Hip hop reviews, and you know what caused a panic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic. Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Hip hop reviews, and you know what caused a panic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
My name's Big J, and I'm on the mic. People calling me a crazy kike, like a lime to a lemon and a lemon to a lime. I'm out to get the shekels, pesos, dollars, dimes. I won't hurt nobody if they don't hurt me. I need room to breathe and Snapple iced tea. You think it's really funny calling Spanish rapping dummies, but we got more hop than the Energizer Bunny.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Give up with deals and you know I'm called a manic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic. Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Hip hop reveals and you know what caused the panic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Res judicata, Spanish amada. Girl, I know you like it when I'm in you like Ramada. See me go back and forth in the language I want. Domare tu chica, take her to the restaurant. You know I'm with a waddle, but I go full throttle. Like the dark-skinned girls with the coke glass bottled lenses. You know I ain't pretending. I boycott German cars because the Nazis make Benzes.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Hip-hop with deals and you know what caused the panic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic. Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Hip hop reveals and you know what caused the panic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
I'm the lightest sleeper that you'll ever meet. I got runner's legs and two left feet. I got 1400 on my SATs. I flunked math and science,
but not irony.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Hip hop reveals and you know what caused the panic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic. Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Hip hop reveals and you know what caused the panic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic. Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Hip hop with deals and you know what caused the panic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic. Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Hip hop with deals and you know what caused the panic.
Psychosomatic, manic Hispanic.
Oh, I love those hip-hop hootios with Psychosomatic. They've got a new record coming out, and I am looking forward to it, although it looks like it's got some re-releases on it. But they are a hilarious pair of guys there. Started out with the Fabulosos Cadillacs, and I do need to correct myself that they were formed in 1985, as you can tell completely from how they play. And they're from Argentina, and they were incredibly influential and a real cult band. And they've reunited and released this record, and it's just great. It just really cooks, and I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot of it on the station. Also, another hot new record. Pretty new. The Biorhythmo new record, and then this is the Bionic Boogaloo that brings you quite nicely the theme from the $6 Million Man. It's 10:13. I am P. Swan. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am so glad that you would join me this evening, and I hope you had just a beautiful day outside and are saving your daylight now. Or are we done with saving our daylight? Whatever had happened, we're earlier than we think we are, or later than we're supposed to be. We, here at Can't Stop the Music, we never hold back from providing you with educational material and some good advice. And the next set, we've dug in and pulled some of our some things that you just need to know, especially in this economy. Snap out of it and enjoy your job.
Today, I will snap out of it and enjoy my job. I am effective. My performance is excellent. I am a winner. My best is always achieved. I choose to be at the top with glory. I am crowned. I am joyous. It takes little to make me happy. I am tireless when I'm performing my duties. I choose to be persistent. That is how I learn. I am cheerful. My peers are encouraged. I am on top of the world. I associate with the merry. I am confident. My goals are achieved. I am always aware being careful is wise. I am watchful when I speak. I always think twice. I will be decisive. It is profitable to mean business. I am laborious at work. My effort is unflagging. I am punctual. My superiors know I'm dependable. I am obedient. I adapt well to changes. I will be firm. My loved ones are my dearest. I choose to be truthful. It is easy to confide in me. I am conscientious, so I play it safe. I am cautious. I use my forethought. I am delighted. Living in this world is fun. I am festive. I share my enthusiasm. I am satisfied. I always give my best. I will be upbeat. My day is flying by. I will be economical. I spend my money wisely. I am a scholar. Learning makes me insightful. I am incorruptible. I stick with my mission. I will be hardworking. The rewards are flourishing. I will encourage others. My peers have my support. I will advance. My skills are developed. I am juiced up. Life is exciting. I can prevail. No challenge is too great. I will be promoted. My job is my passion. I will improve. I get better every day. I am driven by incentives. Rewards are motivating. I choose to feel strengthened. My superiors gave me a reward. I am the best pick for the job. My performance is super. I am a champion. My effort is top-notch. I am number one, the medal winner. I am a conqueror. I face difficulties head-on. I am undefeated. Preparation is key. I am outstanding. Number two is not an option. I am flying high. Happiness is worth millions. I am family-oriented. Community building is gratifying. I am a good companion. My significant other is pleased with me. I am playful. There are no complaints. I am prosperous. Helping others is fruitful. I will be the hero. My job is fulfilled.
When you've had too much to drink, there's certain things to keep in mind. Like if you find your hands and underarms are bleeding, your beer bottle might not have a twist-off cap. And don't ever go home with a woman they call Moose or Vince. And never bet that you can fit your head inside a glove compartment. Get drunk with dignity. Keep in mind that just because a bulldog licks your face, it's not necessary to lick him back. Stay away from drinks with names like brain seizure or hippo laxative. Get drunk with dignity. If a bar has human ears nailed to the walls, don't pass out there. And if your homemade jello has some goldfish in it, you used the wrong bowl. And there are phrases you must learn to avoid. Phrases like that badge looks stupid, and I can prove these shoes are fireproof. Get drunk with dignity. Try not to drool on bikers. Don't moon a nun unless you've got a real good reason. Don't get romantically involved with farm machinery. Get drunk with dignity.
This game is about an animal too. It is good to play it with a grown-up who is sitting on a chair. Cross your legs and perch your toddler on your foot. Hold your child's hands and gently bounce your foot as we sing the chorus. You'll get a rest during the verses. Go on, kids. Climb up onto that horse. My little old horse down yonder is hitched to that there post. And I tell you, partner, what this kid wants to do the most. Giddy up, give me a horsey ride. Gee up, grown up, don't you be tired. Giddy up, give me a horsey ride. Watch out, foot, I'm gonna slide down to that leather saddle. You grown ups call a shoe. Giddy up, give me a horsey ride, and this baby will smile for you. Now there's lots of these horses down yonder. Just break one in, tame the thing. Way round the country, you kids, grab 'em and sing. Giddy up, give me a horsey ride. Gee up, grown up, don't you be tired. Giddy up, give me a horsey ride. Watch out, foot, I'm gonna slide down to that leather saddle. You grown ups call a shoe. Giddy up, give me a horsey ride, and this baby will smile for you. These horses can get a bit lazy, keep wanting to rest a while. You gotta coax these horses sometimes, so get 'em and use all your style. Giddy up, give me a horsey ride. Gee up, grown up, don't you be tired. Giddy up, give me a horsey ride. Watch out, foot, I'm gonna slide down to that leather saddle. You grown ups call a shoe. Giddy up, give me a horsey ride, and this baby will smile for you. Yes, this baby will smile for you. Yes, this baby will smile for you. That was a good ride. Let's have a different ride.
Have you ever been afraid? Everybody is afraid of something. Even very brave people. Are you afraid of things that crawl? Are you afraid of some dogs? Are some dogs afraid of you? What about a pig? Were you ever afraid of the dark? Can the dark hurt you? Are you afraid of the things you don't know about? Of what you can't see and what you think is hiding there? Do monsters seem to crawl from out of the dark shadows? When the lights go on, are you still afraid? Can the dark really hurt you? Did you ever climb so high that you were too scared to come down? Or go so fast that you couldn't catch your breath? Were you ever all alone in a room when it was very still? Did you think you heard weird sounds? Were the sounds you heard really there? When another person came into the room, did the sounds disappear? Are there some things everyone ought to be afraid of? Do sudden sounds scare you? Did you ever watch the coming of a storm? The fog that creeps in over the land? And swirling birds that cross the sky? Did you ever listen to the whirling waves that crash against rock and sand? Was the storm exciting or frightening? Did you ever get lost? Does being afraid help you to look where you're going? Were you ever late for school? Did being afraid make you hurry? Do people you don't know sometimes frighten you? If you got to know them, would you be less afraid? Does everyone have a little fear inside when they don't know what to do or when things are strange and new? Does asking help? And smiling help? To melt away the fear.
This is a harmless sound. But if you have something called electrophobia, the somewhat pleasant sound of clucking chickens may send you into a flap. Harvey suffers from this strange phobia, and he explains why he's chicken when it comes to birds.
I have a phobia with chickens. Their big legs are very scary. Their little head and their beak, and they got like these really big claws. I don't know how to explain it. Just the whole thing in general is really scary. I had this dream where this humongous chicken, like Godzilla size, was running around the city. I was sitting in the car, and it stepped through the car, and I was holding the chicken's foot up with my hands, and I could feel the scales. That was really, really scary, because it kind of hurt my hand in my dream. Maybe sharp things are actually what I'm afraid of. And everything on a bird, if you notice, is quite sharp. So that could be it. I don't know. Maybe they're just ugly, in my opinion. Like, when I look at a chicken's head, it's ugly.
Austin Aladdin, clinical psychologist, is a pro when it comes to treating phobias.
The best therapy for a specific phobia is gradual exposure in vivo meaning reality. So here you gradually expose the person to the chicken. Here would meet, for example, the person looking at the chicken from a distance, and then looking at a video of a chicken, and then gradually perhaps the person can actually touching or handling the chicken. So kind of gradual building of confidence.
Harvey and I decided to test this therapy ourselves. Say you are just imagining a chicken. On a scale from 1 to 10, what would that be?
Pretty high, a 7 or 8.
Okay, say there was, you were being chased by a tiger. What would you rate that on a scale from 1 to 10?
2 or a 3.
in comparison to a 6 or a 7 when you're imagining a chicken?
Definitely.
We're walking through Chinatown right now, and in the windows there's a whole bunch of barbecue chickens and barbecue ducks. What would you rate this on a scale from 1 to 10, and how does it make you feel?
Probably around, 4 or 5, around there. 3, 4. It makes me so uneasy when I look at something like this. I can't even describe it. I don't know how to describe why I don't like looking at it.
Okay, I'm holding a stuffed chicken in my hand right now. How does this make you feel?
A 7 or an 8, maybe even a 9.
What would push it up to a 10?
If the chicken got up, flapped its wings, and maybe looking like it's about to attack. I don't think I would even try to defend myself. I think I would run.
For the final push into phobia recovery, we decided he should try to touch a chicken.
We're about 8 feet, and now they look kind of ugly. Yeah, I don't want to go any closer.
Well, it probably would have worked better if it was done by a trained professional. But until then, Harvey will just have to avoid any place that the menacing bird could be hiding. For CBC Radio, this is Teresa Wu.
I don't understand how anyone could be afraid of a chicken, but I respect his fears. I gather the term for chicken fear is electrophobia, and that's what that man has. So we started out with some good advice for today with Silver Sage and Snap Out of It and Enjoy Your Job. An unknown artist singing Get Drunk with Dignity, and there's lots of good tips in there. Radha with Horsey Ride, How to Give Your Kids a Horsey Ride. And from a Scholastic Film Strip Audio, Who's Afraid? And there's no evidence that that is Ken Nordine, but darn, it sure sounds like it. And that is really a little riveting look at your fears. Speaking of things I'm afraid of, with door-to-door sales, you need to protect yourself from fraud. If you are home during the day, you are more likely to meet door-to-door salespersons. While some door-to-door salespersons are honest, the chances are excellent that whoever answers the door is about to be ripped off. The salesperson may be selling home improvements such as siding and storm windows, funeral contracts, living trusts, magazines, or kitchen equipment. They could offer to clean your gutters, check your chimney, or fix your steps. Con artists, male or female, are charming and friendly. They are successful because they seem so honest. Be careful and learn more at www.arp.org/money/wise_consumer. It is 10:32. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, and I am P. Swan. And we're building up to it. This week's animal is the chicken. And, I was talking to a friend this week, and he said it best. He said, "I love chickens." Now, when David said it, he actually owns about 11 of them and has owned roosters, so his love is much deeper than mine at this point. But everybody likes a chicken. I mean, I think Will Armstrong and I are going to have our chicken face off, and we have no fear. So I'm going to start out with something that I uncannily found on YouTube and have never been able to find again. And this is it was labeled Chicken Song, and I believe it is sung in Arabic. And if anyone can tell me who the artist is, I want to know and have more records by this guy, because this is just fabulous.
يا جماعة عندي حاجة لجلجت عمري لجاجة سببت عندي رجاجة وسباب فيك الدجاجة سببت عندي المشاكل حمها تشرب وتاكل وانطلبت البيضة باكل مرضت ذيك الدجاجة
يا
صراخ وسط داره ودجاجه فوق جداره قمرمى بالحجاره وسباب ذيك الدجاجه
There's an old saying that boys and girls who are kind to animals and birds grow up to be good people. I know that you boys and girls love pets, so I think you'll like this song. I love my rooster. I love my rooster, my rooster loves me. I love my rooster by the cottonwood tree. My little rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo. Dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. I love my hen. My hen loves me. I love my hen by the cottonwood tree. My little hen goes cock-a-doodle-doo. My little rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo. Dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. I love my duck. My duck loves me. I love my duck by the cottonwood tree. My little duck goes... My little hen goes... My little rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo. Dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. I love my sheep. My sheep loves me. I love my sheep by the cottonwood tree. My little sheep goes... My little duck goes... My little hen goes... My little rooster goes... Cock-a-doodle-doo. Dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. I love my turkey. My turkey loves me. I love my turkey by the cottonwood tree. My little turkey goes... My little sheep goes... My little duck goes... My little hen goes... My little rooster goes... Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Hello, can I help you?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken?
Mommy?
Chickadee China, Chinese chicken, you have?
What do you mean?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken? Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking. You have?
No.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Chinese chicken?
Chickadee China, Chinese chicken.
Sorry, I'm not really understanding. What do you mean?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken? Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking. You have?
So you wanna order or you wanna talk to someone?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Chickadee China.
Nope.
The Chinese chicken.
Nope.
No Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken?
Nope.
Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking.
Tommy?
Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking. Cricket. Cricket.
What kind of chicken you want?
Chickadee China, Chinese chicken.
I said, I'm not really understanding. What do you mean? Hello?
Hello, Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
China what? Yeah.
Chickadee China?
What express?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Hello?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You have?
We don't sell dogs.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
All right.
Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking.
All right.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie?
Chickadee China.
That's pretty racist, man. You want me to call the police?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. Hey, Round Eye.
Hello?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
You got time to mess around or what?
Hey, Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
Huh?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, you have?
What do you want?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Chinese chicken?
Chickadee China.
What about caller? Caller ID, how do you work this thing?
You press *723.
Huh?
*723, Charlie.
What's your number?
825.
825?
876342.
Uh-huh.
Hut, hut.
What's your address?
42 Big Walkway.
Big Walkway?
Big Walkway. Right next door to Small Walkway.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Across the street from Chopstick Town.
Hey.
Hey, Charlie.
You got nothing better to do?
No.
Pick your pens down.
What?
Put your pens down and start playing with your asshole.
Seat now, blow, Johnny! place where the light's coming through the wall. Feel right at home, man, and let's have a ball. Come on, fellas, and take a drink from my pack, 'cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack. Oh!
Okay, raise your hand if you love chickens. That was Lionel Hampton with Chicken Shack Boogie. Before that, Slim Gallard with Chicken Rhythm. The Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. I can't explain none of that. Tex Ritter with I Love My Rooster. And again, I started with an inexplicable chicken song. And I do also some days really like YouTube, but not as much as I love chickens. It is 10:46. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One, and I have thrown down the chicken challenge to Will Armstrong. I think we're going to have a chicken cluck-off one day. What else do I need to tell you? I'm just kind of all flapping around. Did I tell you the time? 10:46. 14 more minutes, and then it's going to be time for mixtape. They're going to be here. They've got their post up, and then they're going to have their host up. So I'm going to reach into that grab bag one more time before we call it a night, and kind of go back to some of this Spanish music and some world music. I'm not going to say anything else. I think I'm chickened out. Okay, Kinky.
No olviden, mis estimados amigos, entusiasmo y alegría que ponga en cada ejercicio se verá reflejado en buenos resultados para su salud y su físico. Y su físico. Fibra. Vamos a empezar con nuestro primer ejercicio de calentamiento. Imitación de marcha, elevación rodillas al frente y balanceando bien esos brazos. Escuchemos el fondo musical. Seguimos con movimiento de brazos. Ejercicio número 7, posición inicial firmes. Balanceo de brazos a los costados. Segundo tiempo, brazos arriba. Tercer tiempo, brazos costados y firmes. Y firmes. Y firmes. ¿Listos? ¿Listos? Yep, yep, yep. Y empezamos. Para hacer trabajar los músculos de la espalda y la cintura. Mucha energía. ¿Listos? ¿Listos? Y empezamos. Ejercicios números 26, 27 y 28. Vamos a saltar un poco. Posición inicial. Parado sobre un pie. El otro extendido y elevado a un costado. Las manos en la cintura. Y vamos a realizar dos saltitos con cada pie. Pie. Alternando la extensión del otro. ¿Listos? Y empezamos.
Ahora debemos volver poco a poco a la normalidad. Debemos volver poco a poco a la normalidad. Mientras usted se deleita con música suave, suave, suave. ¿Listos? ¿Listos? Y empezamos. Y we'll be right back.
You ready, Michael?
Rock with me. And you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round.
Whoa.
And you hear the sound.
Yeah.
A little bit of rhythm make the world go round.
Whoa.
And you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round.
Whoa.
And you hear the sound.
Yeah.
A little bit of rhythm make the world go round.
Whoa. Remember the time before. Every day was a news of a holy war. When the people wasn't afraid to tell you what they want. Everybody in the city always had a home. When a bomb wasn't going off every day. When the rain didn't have to mean a hurricane. When the government wasn't listening to your calls. When the border didn't have to mean a concrete wall.
And you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round. And you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round. And you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round. And you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round.
To this land, with an amplifier, I set on fire. Ooh, I'm that rebel. I tried to warn ya,
and you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round. And you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round. And you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round. And you hear the sound. A little bit of rhythm make the world go round.
Them put up in it, them talk, talk, never walk. Pussy putting it, religion, division, pushing them first world opinion. Scar walk, oh lot to them, make up in it. Who keeps score of the fallen soldiers? Can I see the hands of my real believers? 200 million talking about some lips on dicks to fix the politics. Now take your lick.
And there came a time we all saw the sign. It's been a long time coming, but now you're mine. I'm a fear destroyer. And to those who torture, oh, not never, I'm coming for ya.
And you hear the sound, a little bit of rhythm make the world go round. And you hear the sound, a little bit of rhythm make the world go round. And you hear the sound, a little bit of rhythm make the world go round. And you hear the sound, a little bit of rhythm make the world go round. I'm a human being, yo. 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 I'm a human being, yo.
Michael Fronte and Spearhead with Shireen Anderson, I think. A little bit of rhythm from that excellent newish record, All Rebel Rocker. And before that, Manu Chao with Rain in Paradise. It is 10:59. I am Peace One. I have had so much fun this evening. Here at Can't Stop the Music, you are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio in the beautiful and warm Richmond, Virginia. The mixtape dudes are here, Matt and Jack, and they are warming up the CD player, but they're going to let me play a few seconds of Robert Preston's Chicken Fat.
touchdown. Every morning, 10 times, not just now and then. Give that chicken fat back to the chicken, and don't be chicken again. No, don't be chicken again. Push up every morning, 10 times push up, starting low. Once more on the rise, nuts to the flabby guys. Go, you chicken fat, go away. Go, you chicken fat, go. Good morning, hands on hips, please. Now then, touch your toes with me. Ready? Touchdown. Up.
Every morning.
Down. 10 times.
Not just.
Yep.
Now and
four.
Then.
Four. Up.
Five. Give that chicken
up.
Fat.
Six.
To the chicken
up.
And
seven.
Don't be chicken up. Again. No, don't
nine.
Be chicken up. Again.
And halt. Hit the dirt.
Hit.
Push-ups next. Nice and steady. Not too fast. Ready. Push up. Down.
Every morning.
Up. 10 times.
Push. Push up.
Start.
Starting low.
Down. That's
five.
Once
more.
Down.
On the rise.
Six.
To the flabby guys.
Go.
Go. Chicken fat. Go away.
Down.
Go,
down.
You chicken
down.
Fat. Go.
And halt. Now struggle up to your feet. Strug.
Struggle.
March in place. March.
Left. Left. Left.
Left a good pound and a quarter. Was it right? Right that it should be left.
Yes, I left. Left, left, left. Left a good pound and a quarter. It was right.
Right, left, right, left.
Left, left.
And halt. 1, 2, next. Sit-ups. Everybody's favorite, so on your back, drop. All right, girls, you're in this too. Arms overhead, flop. Come on, girls. Now, sit up.
Sit
down.
Every morning.
Up. 10 times.
Sit up.
Down.
On your feet.
Up. Down.
Five.
Swing that rusty gate.
Six.
Don't drop the tempo, mate.
Seven.
Can't win dragging your feet.
No, can't win dragging your feet.
Get and halt. Now on your feet. Up.